Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got us bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them one poison me, throw me thing up. Pass me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dog, where you did that when they think tough? No food, clean water, we drink up.
Hands with Nazi is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Rise Bahamas.
Link up. How much ice just a hurr and me rings up. From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone cock us bag a thing now. Bex throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Me tell you the truth, if I were you, then me probably wouldn't like me neither. Fresh to the town, born again, them said the flow ungodly. My might need Jesus. Girls call cookies when my mind need paper. Girl, when my frost, they can't stand me neither.
The Monday, June 5th edition of Talking Heads is on in Poppy Boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. And, you know, it is a Monday, so we're going to be chiming in with Abaco in short order. Mr. Producer, we got Abaco zoomed in yet? Look out for Roscoe and Miss Reckley. I know they're trying to zoom in. But you know how you guys could chime in. And happy Monday to everybody. Hope you had a good weekend. Phone lines are open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll-free in any one of the Family Islands, Grand Bahama, and any one of the Family Islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com, that's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow Channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. For fresh news, smart talk all day. All right. Let me hit you up with the trivia. Let me know when we got Abaco chimed in. And we'll get that right to them. We got him in yet, Mr. Producer? All right. We'll get on with Roscoe. Hey, listen. I got to tell you, boy, you got to move some of these things now. Because I need to be able to see you up in your flying Millennium Falcon. I see all these boilerplate things. Good. All kind of things to read. Anyway, I digress. So we got Roscoe in. All right, let me head straight down there. Since it is Monday, and it is, the Abaco Report. What's going on, Roscoe?
What's up, buddy? How you doing today?
I'm good. How's everybody down there?
Right here, man. Just taking it a day at a time. How's old Nassau treating you?
Boy, same-ish, different day. Well, same-ish, different new day, however you want to say it. Boy, I don't know. I mean, I got some... I don't know who you got chiming in with you today. Whoever chimes in, just let me know. And you know, we'll be sure to get them on. But I saw some footage today. I got some footage last week. I got some more footage today. And I will say, Roscoe, it is disturbing. Now, it's drone footage from the shanty towns in Abaco, which are clearly continuing to be constructed. And now, the pictures that I've seen, it's not just like a one-room efficiency. It looks like rows. Look like they're trying to build condos, or apartments, or single unit, you know, like three or four in a row. The structures are big. And the building materials, the drywall is solid, the hurricane impact windows solid, it looks like the shingles getting ready to go on the roof. So, What happened to the displaced Abaconians who's still trying to rebuild?
Gotta ask. That's a good question, my friend.
That is some, like, galling and really insulting foolishness right there, okay? The last administration had issues. This administration has issues. There was a clear order from the judge. They pontificated. A loophole was found. And now it's still more posturing.
Yeah, and I think you'll see the posturing continue to go on. It's
obviously political. It's obviously, you know, in the mechanism for 2026. That's why nothing's being done. There's got to be an ulterior motive to this.
It has to be, but I mean, come on. I mean, we keep saying the same thing each month, or, you know, each week that we come on. It's one set of laws for one set and another set of laws for the other. And it's getting to the point where it's ridiculous. What do you do? Do you have a town hall meeting where you invite the minister, or do you go and meet with the prime minister, you know, the minister of works and the minister of immigration? I mean, that's to the point I think Abaconians in general are at, because it's not fair.
I'm looking at consultants getting $64 million in the budget. For what? For what? Couldn't part of that or that be used to get Abaco back to where it needs to be and portions of Grand Bahama?
It could be, but priorities, I haven't read the complete budget, but I was very disappointed on some of the highlights that I've seen. And who's taking the brunt of this? I mean, I hate to turn it into a political thing, but the Bahamian people are going to be paying the brunt of this budget on taxation, you know?
And, you know, I've always said, Roscoe, that a government that lacks vision will always resort to taxation. The last prime minister said the same thing, then turned around and said he wasn't going to tax, and taxed. And look where it got him. Now look at this administration. Now they eyeing a sugar tax. And the next thing they got, something else, they're going to look to tax the living daylights out of the small man to cover up for all their dropping of the ball.
What was Winston Churchill's favorite? This one of his favorite sayings: to tax a nation into prosperity is trying to stand in a bucket and lift yourself up.
Correct.
It just does not happen.
It's not going to happen.
You can't do it. Now getting back to Abaco, you know, yeah, I'm still disappointed that this administration cut the SERS order, and, you know, it hindered a lot of Bahamians from, you know, rebuilding as, you know, quick and giving that VAT and duty free on those materials that are coming in. But we have a bigger problem here that the government is sweeping under the rug.
They seem to sweep a lot of things under the rug.
Yeah, but Naughty lets me and you go, and, you know, I said this last 2 weeks ago, lets me and you go build, let's clear 20 acres of crown land and let's start
building. And see what happens.
Let's start building some 2 bedrooms on there just to rent them out. You know, what do you think would happen to us?
Instantaneously locked up and made an example of.
You know, I mean, but here it's like something is not right. And I know it's been through successive governments, but, you know, the political posturing of, you know, they're getting the court order dropped and then another injunction, and only 200 of 300 houses could be knocked down. I mean, it's there's more to it than that. The minister has the authority with anything being built on crown land. You have to be on there for so many years before you could even claim squatter's rights. Now, I know when it comes to women and children, in legal aspects, there are ways, you know, you cannot just evict children out of a home that's being of a renter. But these are, you know, we're talking about illegal constructed homes. It's dumbfounding, but we as Bahamians are getting taxed to death.
Roscoe, question for you from a texter. Does Abaco still have duty-free import of cars?
No, no. If you had your, if you had your Sir's order stamped, they might honor it today. But that's not a guarantee. With Simon Wilson, nothing is a guarantee in this country. He has got to be one of the worst, worst financial advisors I've seen any government ever, ever put in place. I'm sorry to say, but in getting to your caller's questions, not that I know of, unless it's been pre-approved.
All right. Well, hopefully that answers your question, Tester. And Naughty, didn't the Prime Minister Davis tell the Haitian nightclub audience that he was one of them? That's your answer right there. Well, when you campaign on, we are all Bahamians of Haitian descent. I am you and you are me. Well, you know, there you have it. That video is still floating around. That video made a lot of people shake heads. And listen, let me just say this. For Haitian Bahamians who are born here and who have rights to status and who have rights to documentation, they need to be naturalized a long time. Especially if they follow the proper protocols. But if you have undocumented migrants moving from point A to point B, there's protocols that we need to adhere now. We cannot continue to take on what we're taking on. We're about ready to break. So we got to find a happy medium.
I agree with you. There's a right way to do everything, and you do have to find that. There's a lot here that do need to get their documentation, but then, you know, you got to look back too. Did they ever give up their nationality, you know, through Haiti? I mean, there's a lot, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's been going around, but we need to do something, Naughty. It needs to be a cutoff. You know, I saw a video today from the DR and the border issues that they have and what's going on there. I mean, and that's right next to Haiti. I mean, the borders their country. What's going to happen to the Bahamas in the next 10 or 15 years?
And God forbid it gets like what happened on the borders of DR, because that was inhumane on multiple levels.
Correct. Correct. And I that's why I'm saying, you know, it's
God forbid we see that.
But it's got, we cannot continue going the way we're going, my friend. It is not right for it to be on the backs of the burden of on the backs of the Bahamian people through NIB, through the education system, through social services. We just cannot continue to afford that, right? As Bahamians, what's going to be left for the Bahamian people? I mean, when you look at your education system, and I'll use Abaco as the example, where 65% to 70% are of Haitian descent in your public school system, that should tell you right there. I don't know what Nassau is.
Well, if it's that way in Abaco, it may not be too far off in New Providence either. Maybe a little less, but still. And again, we have to look at how, and not trying to seem inhumane or selfish, but you know what they say about charity, it begins at home first. And if we have to be able to
my
take...
My wife always says that.
Smart woman, man. You know that saying that she married you? She's a keeper, buddy. She's a keeper. So at the end of the day, again, we got to find a happy medium in things so we can go on. We don't want the disconnect. We don't want the malcontent. We don't want the incidents of skirmishes and violence like we saw at the DR. But we have to find a way to get to a solution. So you need multiple conversations, multiple dialogues, taking in all the components right to get a viable solution that works for all of us.
Just tired of the governments, you know, promising and saying they're going to do this and they're going to do that, and then nothing happens, you know. And then you have an unrest in the Bahamian public because of what's being allowed to happen.
I got a text here. Naughty, if their parents came illegally, their permanent residency is the most they should get, not citizenship. Fine. And if that's the stance, and that's what they come to, then that's fine. But let's figure out what we're going to do. Get to that point. Get them documented however we need to get them documented so we can proceed. And we know exactly where we're going moving forward from this point on.
I agree.
I agree with the text that you can't reward illegality, but you also have to look at the situation where it is now. What is the solution? So we got to find out the fix, and then obviously moving forward, we put the components in place to avoid this mistake again, where we made mistakes and the loopholes and so on and so forth, because we have to do it right. You're always going to have folks seeking a better life elsewhere, but you have to have the legislature in place, and you have to have the mechanisms in place to make sure that you can afford to take them on the best you can, provide them everything, you know, in relation to the human rights protocols. But at the end of the day, they need to become a productive member of this society and help build this country moving forward, not be a burden. And if it's a point of being a burden, then we got to speak up and say we cannot take any more, simply for our own self-preservation.
Isn't it scary that, and I know it's been a topic for many, many years now, but Most topics now is talking about illegal immigration or our immigration.
It's a hot button issue. It gets everybody. It's an easy distraction for the administration of the day for people to beat up their gum about it, knowing full well they don't seem to be intent on doing anything about it. You got the opposition. You got and then also you have the third party COI and especially the COI that use it as a hot button talking issue. But where are we getting to it? Have we had any solutions come out of all those hot button issues in lives? Have we gotten to a possible solution? No. So we need dialogue. You have multiple voice notes circulating. We need dialogue with all the participants, with all those involved, all those who got a stake in the game. And we need to get this right because we've been crying about this for far too long. Abaco has been dealing with this for years, for decades. It's not just now. It's been generational. And we need to figure it out.
This has been going on.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. We got a caller on the line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty. Hey, Russell.
Hey, what's going on, Jack? Hey.
Right here, my brothers. Pardon my voice because I just lost it this morning. But anyway, I'm going to try my best to make this as clear as possible. Naughty, let's not talk about the immigration situation in this country. Because I believe, as you say, it's nothing but a distraction. We have had dialogues about this vexing situation from time immemorial.
Exactly.
All we basically need now is a serious government who's going to listen to the people, who's going to listen and pay attention to what is best for this country. This immigration problem is actually damaging this country, and every government has been pussyfooting around by not executing what is really needed to be executed. In other words, you got to take the strong stance and send a clear message across the world, despite what the UN may say, despite what the other pundits in these advocacy groups would be saying. We have to send a very clear, distinct message that these are violations of our laws, and these are the stance of this government on behalf of the Bahamian people, who is asking us to carry out their wishes. This is what they wish, and we will do what they're asking us to do. That is all that's required. We are tired of all of this back and forth talking. It's not getting this country anywhere. Now, you talk about the celebration of 50 years of independence, but what is it that we as a people really, within the past 20, 25 years, really have to celebrate? This country has gone backwards. We have not progressed. We have not progressed. Until we can find a way where, not just from a social aspect, and I'll close on this, every Bahamian right now in this country desires to live comfortably in this country. And how do we live comfortably? We have to find ways to put monies in their pockets. There are many of us who would rather work for what it is that we want, but when you talk about giving opportunity, but those opportunities are based or conditioned upon who you are, whose clan you belong to, if my MP favors me, or if someone in government knows me, it means that our country is actually a failed state. Everybody in this country needs to work. Every Bahamian there's enough employment opportunity in this country for every single organic being to be at work. Ask the question why many of us at a certain age cannot find work in this country when we watch other people from the outside come in at our age levels and getting the levels of employment or opportunities that we're looking for. But I'll close on that right now, my brother. Thanks for taking my call. And hey, 50 years, God bless the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
God bless us all, man.
Yeah, God is willing to help us. Well, we got to help ourselves.
First. There you go, Jeff. Always good stuff. Always good to hear from you. I hope you find your voice, man. Let's go to the other call there, Roscoe. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Hey, good afternoon, Nadia.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you going, man? Can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you. Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Okay, great. Thank you. Let me just disclose. I just tuned in over the last 10 minutes. I think you're talking about immigration. Am I correct?
We started off talking about, it's Monday. It's the Abaco Report. We got Roscoe Thompson live from Abaco. And
right.
Obviously, we're talking, again, after multiple weeks on Mondays on the show, we still haven't gotten any change or any movement on the shantytown situation except for the illegal structures continue to build, to pay you to go up. Looks like there's
right.
a lot of good material being used, and Bahamians are still displaced.
Let me add in a few points that I've been discussing.
That's just for context, so to catch you up. That's where we
at. Right. Let me add a few points I've been discussing over the years relating to this whole immigration matter. But let me start backwards. I believe that the government of the Bahamas owes it to the Bahamian people to provide us with the knowledge as to how many persons exactly qualify, first and foremost, or meet the criteria as described in the Constitution and qualify to apply to become Bahamian citizens. I think that's the first thing we need to know. Nori, Roscoe's still there with you.
Yeah, man, Roscoe's still there.
And all who are listening, because in order for us to appreciate just how big a problem we have, we need to know the numbers on what we're dealing with first and foremost, right? That would give us a bird's eye.
The real numbers, the real data, I agree.
Yeah. That would give us a bird's eye view into just how serious and how deep a challenge and or concern we have regarding the immigration matter on that front, right? And then, of course, we need to be able to appreciate the numbers for the amount of persons residing within the country who are residing against the immigration laws and regulations, right? And I believe that the government owes it to the Constitution that if there are persons who meet the criteria and qualify to resolve those issues and post things, to deal with those matters, and to process those individuals and to guarantee them whatever it is that the Constitution affords for them to be guaranteed. However, simultaneously, I believe that the government has the responsibility to the Constitution again and vice versa to the Bahamian people to close all of the loopholes in our Constitution, in particular Article 7, right? Because it makes no sense if we're going to consider ourselves a progressive or progressing nation, right? We're trying to do things according to the law in our country, right? And we have a situation where persons can, and I've been speaking about this particular part for at least 20 years, persons can come to the country illegally, right? Procreate, and born out of that illegal situation comes access to citizenship in the country. That cannot be the bar to qualify. That cannot be the standard to qualify. The government has to see fit that is necessary to address these loopholes and problems rather than just talking in the media, but we're still not addressing, based on the Constitution, based on laws, the loopholes that the government has well within its power to address on behalf of the Bahamian people. And finally, Nori and Roscoe, and to the Bahamian people listening, I believe that the government ought to take a smart approach to the immigration challenge that we experience in our country. And what I mean by that is we need long-term planning in our country. We need real long-term, not five-year plans. We need governments that bring 20, 30, 40, 50-year plans to our country. That way we can determine exactly what resources we require, exactly what capital we require, exactly what assets we require, exactly what government concessions we require, also exactly what labor component we require in order to accomplish these long-term objectives in our country. We need to start planning in five-year spouts.
Because I think, that broad stroke there, that labor component, is all we need it for labor. But let's stop painting in a broad stroke. Let's break it down. Let's see what the numbers are and what we actually need, what actual payments can and cannot do, why we need that, so on and so forth. We need that kind of data.
Let us develop a vision, and around that vision, we can draw all of the specific details, and then we can come to the Bahamian people, see how the Bahamian people feel about this, and then we can work a plan around it that can work for all of us. For this approach that we've been taking, immigration is like Kong salad, and it's absolutely insulting to decent, right-thinking, intelligent humans with common sense, and it's a disgrace for government to continuously conduct themselves in the manner that we've been conducting ourselves, still not bringing a result.
For decades, too. It's not just this present administration. It's been all that we've seen over the last 50.
Let me throw something there. If you remember in 2010... I think it was 2011. John Bostwick wrote a Vision 2020.
Correct.
Go back and read it. We're in 2023, and we still have not even come close to what he suggested back in 2010, 2011.
Around that time when John Bostwick was discussing those matters, in particular on Steve McKinney's show, where he used to appear at least a couple of times a week, I was one of those making similar contributions to what I'm talking to now, and nothing has still been done. The problem continues to mount. The numbers continue to increase. We have not addressed the laws in our country, and we continue to see the fallout as a result. We need to put a stop to this nonsense and just deal with it. Thank you for the opportunity, Naughty. God bless.
And don't be a stranger, man, all right? Always there from your brother. All right, be safe. Bless. But Roscoe, you got to connect the dots. Sometimes I wonder, you know, like over there, connect the dots, follow the money. Because why aren't the loopholes that need to be changed in our legal system closed? If it's going to benefit Bahamians and benefit the country in the long run. Maybe because if you close them, then people who make a living off it won't be able to do it no more. And that's where the problem is.
Yeah. I agree with you on that. You won't get no argument with me.
I got a couple of texts for you, and then we'll take the break, and then we'll come back to wrap things up. Naughty, pray tell me, when are we going to just address the issue of these people taking the land and building on it? I think the solution to this would be that if every Bahamian throughout this country who need land to build a home or apartment, just go out and identify a spot on the Crown land and start building. Let's see if there's another law for us and another law for them. Naughty, what should the immigration minister budget speech should be on? Should he talk about the state of Abaco? And that text, I don't know how to take that. I don't know if you're being funny, if predictive text got you. So if you want to clarify that for me just a little, make sure, you know, I got it right. Because it's a little jumbled. Not saying you can't text. Probably had a pothole. And now predictive text got you. But like I said, Roscoe, a lot of Bahamians are getting to the point now where it's like, okay, let me go find some crown land and build up. But I don't think it's going to, you know, we don't have that same playing field that others do. We'll be the first to get snatched up and made an example of. Naughty, the Bahamas is the capital of human trafficking in the region. Say no more. And there again, like I say, bad for business. You got to follow the dots all the time. Anyway, let's get to the break, Mr. Producer. On the flip side of the break, we'll be back to wrap things up with Roscoe Thompson out of Abaco. And we'll finish up the Abaco report, and then we'll get into the news in the 5 o'clock hour. And, of course, we'll talk sports in the 5 o'clock hour, too. And we got lots of sports to talk about, so y'all keep it right where you got it. The Monday, June 5th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon, sandwiched inside a split plastic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and we set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience. You want to recreate again and again and again. Motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what the
people, what you thinking?
We want something different.
Uh-huh. People, what you wanting?
We want love the government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want the edge function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road, gone down Village Road, gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
Right.
We want local government.
Shed a love.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Attention all KFC lovers! Are you ready to get crazy on Tuesdays? Now you can get 5 juicy mouth-watering pieces of KFC chicken for only $10. It's crazy! 5 pieces of world-famous KFC chicken, handmade with a secret blend of 11 herbs and spices for only $10. Don't miss out! This crazy offer is only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
On the Monday, June 5th edition of Talking Heads and Abaco Report, and 4:52 p.m. is the time. Let's get back down to Abaco with Roscoe Thompson and wrap things up. So, Roscoe, any good news out of Abaco this week? The shantytown's still running, still growing. Other things still going. Ain't heard nothing from your MPs, but neither of them. The two of them, I'll just pin right up.
No.
The investigation into one of them is continuing to linger. Look like the rug being held up and the dustpan coming out and the broom getting lined up.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me that. I mean, I guess some good news is, you know, at least Abaco is starting to get back on its feet post-Dory and, you know, businesses and things like that. I mean, that's one positive, you know, aspect of it. And it's good to see some of the many hands and church groups that are back here assisting with helping out, you know, with redoing community centers, you know, somehow some work to houses, things like that. So in that aspect, there is, you know, some positive news in that side of it. There's just one thing I'd like to mention to you. Did you see the increase in the constituency allowance and the
I noticed that
for their offices? I'm lost for words how we can give an increase to member of parliament or, you know, to their constituency allowance, but we can't even get roads fixed or, you know, they take money out of our budget for capital family island projects. It dumbfounds me. What's going on? Why are we giving more money to an MP for his constituency rather than using that money. I'll use an example, I guess, being in local government. We haven't seen an increase in garbage contracts in 17 years in Abaco. And I know it's like that in a lot of other areas in the Family Islands. It seems like our priorities, are they trying to, and I don't want to say, you know, elections coming up in 2 years. Is this to help out with their supporters?
I tell you, I'm thinking this is all part of a bigger plan, of an ulterior motive, a lot larger than all of us.
I mean, I'm just saying, because I don't understand how certain parts, especially, you know, an MP that he will directly say where that goes. It's not like it's being used where if it was put into the local government budget, you know, it's going to garbage collections, which would then allow us to maybe do house to house collection in another area or, you know, something like that. I'm just, it really dumbfounds me how central government looks. And then I'm listening to one of your radio ads about local government in Nassau. Let's fix the Family Islands first and the before you even think of implementing local government in Nassau. Because I could tell you, your MPs will get very upset with you as a local government practitioner. And, you know, they're going to be saying they're taken out of the limelight, you know, in that regards. But there's a lot of things that need to be fixed in local government before they even think of implementing it in Nassau.
But we need it, Roscoe. Local government is period.
I won't argue with you on that, my brother, but listen to me. If your local government is not working and you do not have the budgets in the Family Islands to continue with what is going on, how are you going to operate in Nassau with local government? Here's a prime example. Under our Local Government Act of Council, town planning falls under us, which plans are supposed to be submitted for the approval by the board before a house could be built. Okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm just giving an example in regards to that. That's now you have another board that's the DEPP that you have to get permission before you could clear a piece of property down or remove something. You know, and it's and you go fix the Family Islands local government before you even think of it, because town planning is not going to work unless it's done right. They don't have the authority. It's a scapegoat for central government. We're the one that takes the brunt. Do you know every administration office or government office over here basically comes to local government looking for donation for funds to help out? If it's independence or it's to help with this program or that program, it needs to be revamped.
A whole new, not just revamped, I think we need to come up with a whole new format.
Well, it needs improvements. You need to give local government teeth. Right now, we're just a stepping board, as I said, to take the brunt of central government. You know, it's that buffer between us and central government. I mean, we got a dump that's being burnt every week at Snake Key.
And nobody's saying nothing.
And then you have the prime minister talking about it and, you know, this, but we're part of the biggest problem ourselves is we're continuing to allow dumps to be burned.
Okay. You got a couple of texts right here before we go. And oh, wow, it's 4:58, Roscoe. We got to get to the break and get to the news. I appreciate you. We'll do it again next Monday. Give my regards to everybody down there in Abaco, all right? I appreciate you as always. Naughty, tell Roscoe the money goes on the MP's account. Oh, Lord. Naughty, I bet Pintar doesn't disagree with the headquarters increase like he does with the sugar tax. Well, obviously, I mean, I can't really speak for Mr. Pintar, but I agree that the headquarters and the constituency increases should come and they should be used correctly. And if it comes to a sugar tax, you could tax a lot of other things before you tax sugar, because I got a sweet tooth, and I might have an issue on that. But anyway, that's another story for another day. Good stuff in the first hour, y'all. We'll get to the break. Flip side of the break, we'll be in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll be talking sports. Keep it right where you got it. The Monday, June 5th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good!
Marguerite Pendley.
Jubilee. Doors open at 7 p.m.
For tickets and details, visit celebrate-bahamas.com. Celebrate Bahamas on Facebook, call 604-1020 or email independencebahamas@gmail.com. Tickets also available at SunCash.
George, Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and help helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Nazi is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Rise Bahamas.
Talking Heads, the Monday, June 5th edition continues right now into the 5 o'clock hour. 5:09 p.m. is the time. Let's go to the phone lines. I got a feeling this mystery dolphin. Let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, Yankee?
Right, oh, man. I was trying to get through, but I said, yo, let me wait till.
Yeah, top five. What you got, man? What you got for me?
Yeah, man. I hear you talking, but he can give a report on NIB, right? First thing, they got the $100 million from NIB, and he never put it back. I mean, he never have that ever went back.
Right.
I suppose to put that on guard with that. You see, these are things what the opposition need to bring up. They had $100 million gone that y'all keep the Bank of the Bahamas afloat.
Exactly.
Okay, we and, want that go back to NIB now.
And there was some hidden taxes in that budget, too. Pinto had brought that out as well. That, you know, and you had them disguised in there, but some more new taxes coming.
Yeah, they got taxes coming, you will. And then on top of that, that was published in the news, you have 5% what owes the Bank of Bahamas $100 million in total. Five.
And if that was you or me, we would have done that.
That didn't come up.
Even our drawers.
I mean, they sweep that under the carpet. I mean, come on, we got to start talking, man. $100 million, that's our money. That ain't the government money. That's our money. That's NIB money with funds.
For me and you, when we need it.
You know, and now they could be talking.
And NIB should always have liquid. It should never, ever, ever, ever. Say we got a lot of property, but we don't have money, no, sir.
So the Bank of Bahamas must be doing very well now. I see them going on big, brand-new, spanking building. You know?
No, so, I know.
And then you got five people, can I repeat myself, over $100 million. You ain't nothing but these things.
Nothing.
No, everybody just playing but like, okay.
And you know, being hearing from either, I been hearing from Pearly too, because them Yankees took two out of three from them Dodgers, but I ain't hear Pearly calling my phone yet. I ain't see him Zoom yet. But no, yeah. We getting into the sports now, but hit me back tomorrow at 4 o'clock, because we will talk NIB tomorrow. I got some stuff I want to bring up on that.
Yeah, on y'all, I'm going to say something else, but...
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, they saying the moment time is running on, but they need increase. The MP, them need increase.
Uh-huh.
You see, going up 50% on the constituency.
Now, what they going to do with it?
No, full up their pocket, because I understood that's being their name.
And they need to trickle down to the constituency, though. We need to see it. We need to see it slow down.
The money, and I see they put up one flag. Run there by me, they got the fella put up one flag, by him, Bahamas flag, and guess what? On the next side, the wall broke down. The MP fixed it there. That was for about 2 years.
Take a picture of that and send it to me, man.
Yeah, man, I could do that. And then
do that for me and send it to the text 91, and I got some fun with it.
Yeah, and then another thing, you remember they talked about the disclosure bill?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they disclosed. I can see a lot of things.
A lot of people ain't disclosed. They don't work with the Procurement Act. They don't want the Freedom of Information Act. All of this, man.
And guess what? They disclosed. Nobody put nothing in the paper. It ain't published what is what. You know?
But anyhow. Yeah, brilliant, Mr. Producer. All right, bro. We'll talk soon. I appreciate you calling, as always, man.
Yeah, man.
Solid. Pearly trying to zoom in, Mr. Producer. And I need to talk to Pearly. We can let Pearly zoom in. I'm going to get into Today in Sports. Brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. On this day, Monday, June 5th, all right, 1927, Johnny Weissmuller set two world records in swimming events. Weissmuller set marks in the 100-yard and 200-yard freestyle swimming competitions. This is in 1927. He later went on to star as Tarzan, one of the original Tarzans in the movies. 1963, the NHL held its first amateur draft. 21 players were selected. Montreal chose first and selected Gary Monahan. 1967, the National Hockey League awarded six new franchises, the Minnesota North Stars, later the Dallas Stars, Oakland Seals, Los Angeles Kings, Pittsburgh Penguins, Philadelphia Flyers, and the St. Louis Blues. They all received their NHL franchises. 1973, the first hole-in-one in the British Amateur Golf Championship was made by Jim Crawford. 1989, the Toronto Blue Jays lost their debut game in the Sky Dome against the Milwaukee Brewers. 1991, Brett Hull of the St. Louis Blues won the Hart Trophy. The feat created the first father and son team to win the Hart Trophy. Sports quote of the day, one thought-driven hope is better than three left on base. James Leiter. There you go. And that's a wrap right there on Today in Sports. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny. We should have Pearly in. We got the Pearl in the building.
You want to let me in now. You done brag, but you're taking two out of the three. Now you want to let me in. Okay, no problem.
Pearly. It's,
yes, sir.
Pearly, I told you, when we went into the weekend, I said, I have a feeling we can get two out of three. Now, albeit, your boy Kershaw came out in the first one. That was nice. Couldn't do nothing about that. The second one, when Garrett Cole went down, I'd been on stage at Jokers, and I texted you. I said, dear Jesus, Cole injured, boy, we in trouble. But boy, by the time Jokers finished, man, the bats had come alive.
Yeah. Your ace beat my rookie. My rookie only had a second starter.
Hey,
yeah,
I like the rookie though. The rookie got potential.
That's Saturday. Saturday against Cole, I threw a rookie who pitched one game all season. That was basically one of his debuts. So, you know, He did okay.
You know, I'm a fan of pitching Pearly. Y'all got the cabinet full with some young arms. I can see it. Other people may not see it right now, but y'all loaded.
No, we are very loaded. See, I'm only smiling because the announcers were so high on the Yankees bringing back, you know, Donaldson coming back, Stanton coming back. You know, you come and bringing everybody back off the injured reserve. I think Rizzo or whatever.
Rizzo, H to the Izzo, R to the Rizzo, V to the Izzo.
So I see how you're bragging, but you know, all through that, they're bragging about that, right? But not one time they say how the Dodgers, two starting pitchers, the ace and the third starter, which is Urias and Dustin May out, Walker Buehler out. Other people heard, they ain't talking about that. They didn't talk about, oh, the Yankees are now back in full force. Don't worry about that. We'll be back in full force in time. I'd rather be hurt, like I always say. They had to be hurt in May, June, and to be hurt in September, October.
Yes, indeed. But yeah, I tell you, boy, Rizzo is back at first. Stan is back in the lineup.
The kid who pitched for y'all yesterday, what his name was?
Jermaine pitched for us yesterday.
Oh, that brother, he pitched his best game all season. The Yankees actually played probably their base.
Six and two thirds inning, four hits, one run, one earned run, one ball, six Ks.
He pitched a gem. Bobby Miller pitched a gem.
Yeah, buddy, when you throw 99 pitches and you throw 71 strikes, you pitched a gem, buddy.
Yeah. And we could have left him in for the seventh, but, you know, that's a young arm. You're bringing him along slowly. He wasn't supposed to come up until probably August, so he's up a couple of months early. He's probably up to stay. But he's looking good. So I'm happy with it. It was a good series with the Yankees. Only sorry, only playing each other once for the season. Else, you know, it would have been good to see a second round.
Yeah, but so that means we won the series. The only time that we're going to play this year, we won.
Yep. Then next year.
So then allow me just to pull a page out of the Rock's book just for this little moment. Know your role and shut your mouth. Sorry, I just. If it was two, we would have talked it up. But since it's one,
fine, that's fine, you know. But the bottom line is, if the season ended today, we'll be hosting a playoff game. You'll be playing a wild card game.
I know, but since it's just bragging rights, and you're not in first, and we're not in first, we're 36-25. You're 35-25. We're a game better.
We're tied for first, but we're in first.
But alphabetically, you're not because the diamond.
Alphabetically, okay, all right.
So yeah,
alphabetically, yeah.
Yeah, but no, I think it's gonna be some good baseball out of both those teams.
I'm excited about the trade deadline coming up next month. You see what moves the Dodgers would make, what moves maybe the Yankees would make.
Well, I got one for you, Pearly.
What's that?
Hey, Naughty, tell that sock fella, don't test the Yankees.
Be quiet.
And the Dodgers will choke as always. Proven point over the weekend.
That's only Jeff. He either calls me that Catholic boy, that sock boy, or that Georgia boy. That's what he calls me every time.
Yeah, well, all of the above, you all toted it. I ain't gonna lie, toted it on that one. But anyway.
It was three well-played games. It wasn't nobody come out there and embarrass nobody. It was well-played. You had a couple of key hits. Your 20-year-old shortstop or whatever, 21-year-old shortstop had a big hit, a heartbreaker yesterday. So that's all right. You did some things. A good thing about it is, outside of the one home run and the one catch Judd made, we had him shut down pretty much all for the game one and most of game two.
Yeah, they did. They did a number. I can't lie. You got a lot of pitching there, Pearly.
Taking in mind that we didn't have our best. We gave y'all a good run against your best.
Listen, you want to find the silver lining in that?
That's a fair statement. It wasn't like Dustin May pitch. If those two guys pitching, y'all beat up on that, I'll feel bad about it. But I feel good about knowing that my second stringers stood up to your first stringers.
Oh, okay. I will say that's a fair statement.
Okay.
And I will also
the better team this weekend won.
I will also say that a lot of baseball left to play.
A lot of baseball left. What's the record? What, 35? What, 36?
35. You're all at 35 and 25. We're 36
so you have
and 25.
You got about 100 games to go?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So, yeah. A lot of baseball left to play.
And we ain't get into what we call the dog days of summer yet. July ain't hit yet. August ain't hit yet. That's where you separate men from the boys, champions, some contenders.
All right. So, here's how we're going to do it, Pearly. We got to talk some NFL. Whenever we talk some NFL, we'll get into some NBA. And then obviously Rich Eisen taking us home today with the final 10, and they're talking Heat and Denver Nuggets and the impact And the ramifications now from here on out are that big Heat victory last night.
Now, I want to say this, see, because you got people going to come on and like Michigan going to come on. And if I start talking, saying good things about the Heat, oh, you can't say that. Do not, Mystery and others, do not allow yourselves to get caught up in the hype that we throw at you. I, for the sake of conversation and all that, I can say blah blah blah, this about blah blah.
But
blah,
at the
blah,
end of the day, pretty, we're both the Lakers, honest, and we're out. We're out. Our team is gone, so we can comment on what we see objectively.
Yeah, and that basically that's what I'm doing. So if I tell you if I think the Heat can lose, it ain't because I'm being disgusting. You know, I see some things going on. I know one thing: Denver ain't gonna play as bad as they did last night again.
No, as bad as they played, they still were in it.
Exactly. I mean, did somebody shout, oh, the Joe got 41 points? Yes, but he only had 4 assists.
So we'll get to that, because then, you know, we'll wrap it up, because we got some other things in basketball to talk. But something jumping off the NFL wire right now, the Colts have confirmed, this just broke 18 minutes ago, the Colts have confirmed a gambling probe into the organization. Now, we saw...
I heard that. I heard rumors of that a few weeks ago.
We saw it. It reared its head in Detroit. 2 players were released. Another couple were suspended.
Yes.
Because of betting on sports and from the facility, but not on NFL games. Now, as of today, story by Timothy Rapp, Twitter, on Monday, Matt Rybotowski of Sports Handle reported that the NFL was investigating an Indianapolis Colts player for pervasive sports betting, which reportedly included wagers on the Colts and their games. Later on Monday, the team confirmed the investigation. Quoted as saying, "We are aware of the NFL's investigation, and we will have no further comment at this time." And the Colts said in a statement from Joe Erickson of the Indianapolis Star. Now, excuse me. According to the report, the unnamed Colts player placed hundreds of bets via an account opened by an acquaintance. A number of those wagers reportedly came from within the Colts facilities, which also violates the NFL's gambling policy. The Indiana Gaming Commission confirmed the situation. Violations of the NFL's gambling policy continue to be an ongoing storyline. In April, the NFL suspended Detroit Lions wideout Jamison Williams and Stanley Berrio for 6 games after they were found to have placed bets on other sports while at team facilities. Excuse me. Additionally, Lions receiver Quintez Cephas and safety C.J. Moore. Boy, something choking me today.
Are you ready? And Washington Commanders defensive end Shaka Tony was suspended indefinitely for sports gambling infractions. The Lions ultimately released Barry Hill, Cephas, and more. In March 2022, now Jackson's wide receiver Calvin Ridley was suspended indefinitely for gambling on NFL games while he was away from the Atlanta Falcons on a non-football illness list.
And Ridley's back with the Jaguars now, but obviously, you know, he was the first one to do it. We can't forget him.
Yeah. But he was out sick and he thought it was fine to bet. You know, you can't bet, period. And Pete Rose caused all this, you know.
Yep. But he never bet on the Reds.
No, he never did bet on the Reds.
So we'll see how that pans out. And all these young guys are used to playing sports in college. You know, they got the little bookies in college and ways to bet online. Some can't give it up, obviously.
But what they did was that's like you letting me opening up the account in my name. But you still do work and you gambling, and even though it might be using your work computer, and that's how they get caught.
And that's a problem, because at the end of the day, in this digital age, you can always be tracked down.
Yep.
So to the NFL now, Purdy, as we continue, the Bills added a big addition. Leonard Floyd added to the Bills.
Okay.
On a 1-year deal. They always seem to find like that Von Miller type, that pass rusher who could stand up and do his thing. And now they got Von Miller and Floyd together. That's a little Rams reunion right there.
But Von Miller hasn't signed back with them yet, hey?
No, but he probably will. You know, he's coming off that injury.
That's probably why they went and got this guy.
What else going on?
I saw something else. What did I see? I'm trying to remember what it was I saw. Somebody signed.
The Baltimore Ravens have signed Laquan Treadwell to a one-year deal. Now, he's a bust if ever you saw one. He was huge coming out of college. He couldn't do nothing.
I would have thought the Dolphins would have signed somebody by now, done pull the triggers. We got, you know, we picked up $13 million on Friday.
Well, I'll tell you, here are the best available free agents left. DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver.
There's rumors that he could be there too. I mean, that would be sick. You see, he playing the slot, Hill, Waddle. Oh, that could be really sick. That could put some headaches on some defensive backs.
Yes, boy. You got Yannick Ngakoue. He's an edge rusher. He's still a free agent. Jadeveon Clowney, edge. He's still a free agent.
His name came up in the Dodgers and the Dolphins podcast as well.
Dalton Reisner, offensive guard. He's still available. Marcus Peters, cornerback. He's still available. Melvin Ingram, former Dolphin, edge rusher, available. 34, though. Backup quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater. He's available. Frank Clark, edge rusher from the Chiefs. He's available. Bryce Callahan, cornerback from the Chargers, he's available. Caller, I see you coming to you right now. Justin Houston, edge rusher, he's available. John Johnson, safety, he's available. So those are your top 10 that's still left. The rest are pretty much all gone. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, man. This is your boy. This is your favorite pharmacist, man.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm on a ceasefire. I just got back in town.
Why are you calling over there to let Naughty know his Viagra ready? Why are you doing that, sir?
Listen.
I don't need no Viagra, but Kong still work for me. Y'all long beard, long in the tooth, dude. Speak for yourself.
Stop talking.
And better looking too. Don't forget it.
That's
even
that's because you light skin and got curly hair.
Hey, don't hit on genetics now. Don't hit on genetics.
Where's these nice fellas like me coming back?
There you go.
Back of the cherry, seed of the juice.
Listen. So couple of things. One, you see my Heat in the finals. The one we got to do. I've been on the road for like 12 days. So I really ain't been around. I've been listening to the show online in Ferguson and then in Chicago and Detroit for a while too.
But
you know, I've been keeping my tabs on it to make sure I probably don't go crazy because, you know, probably sometimes it's losing.
Well, your Heat pulled out a big one last night, man.
Listen. Our coaches play check. You don't play check. When he splits up that zone, a man to man is going.
All right.
Put Jimmy on your boy.
But listen. Let's cut to the chase. Y'all giving Spoelstra way too much credit.
You know who's coaching up Spoelstra?
Pat Riley.
You think so?
Pat Riley making his outside love child look good. But if you don't see Spoelstra's Riley's outside love child, forget Jimmy Butler being Jordan's love child. Spoelstra's Riley's love child.
Them days of that rumors, it's long about. You realize that the only reason LeBron ain't in Miami.
I respect Pat Riley even more for that.
Okay, and here's the thing: no coach LeBron has played with, and LeBron has left, has even made the playoffs. Spoelstra is making finals without him. So let's be and against way more skillful teams.
One thing I will always tell you, Pearly, my allies in the war against pansexuals are the Sheetheads. The Sheetheads pull out some good stuff when they're ready, you know.
Yeah, you see that. And he's right. He's pretty much so right.
I think Spoelstra is a really good coach.
I've learned to respect him in these same playoffs. The adjustments he makes, in-game adjustments, between-game adjustments, I haven't seen much better than in recent times.
I'm telling you, but that's because he's a video guy. So he sees the game from all angles.
I think it's a battle right now. The two coaches, the coach from Denver and Spoelstra, both of those guys are great film watchers and both in-game and post-game adjustment makers. Both of them do a great job.
I watched the post-game press conference, and the coach from Denver says, We know why we lost. We were outplayed. We were out-hustled, outworked by Miami. And we didn't stick to the game plan, and we made stupid mistakes. That won't happen again.
He also forgot that they were outcoached because the minute they put Jimmy on Murray, they took Murray out of the game. You Jokic gave you gave you 7 more points than what he normally would score. He scored 41, okay? But he only had 4 assists.
But he only had four assists.
Because he had to be out there shooting all the time. That's my goal.
But he only had 4 assists, so that's 12 to 14 points that he did not account for that they lost right there.
Thank you. All right, so the coach needs to understand too. He getting another coach. But, you know, I don't know if he's outcoached.
I just think that they were outworked. In other words, I think they took it for granted that they could beat Miami. And I think they had to get their feelings hurt. And now I think you're going to see a different team come Miami. I won't be surprised if they take 2 in Miami. I would not be surprised.
Surely, I've been listening to this show. So I've heard people say that. You know, Miami sneak 1 on Milwaukee. Milwaukee will wake up. 4 games later, Milwaukee was gone. Miami, you know, the Knicks can deal with them after that first loss. Knicks gone. And the Celtics, oh my God, they come back to 3-0. This whole thing over. Celtics gone.
To be honest with you, I was not surprised of the outcome in Milwaukee, knowing that the Greek Freak was hurt. I was not surprised. I was not comfortable with the Knicks team. I think the Knicks team is still a play or two away from making that step. Now, the Boston series, that totally shocked me. I expected Boston to beat Miami 4-1. That shocked me. Even the win last night shocked me, because I really expect Denver to sweep Miami, and that shocked me. So,
Early. If you keep going into every room you go into, the room smells bad, maybe you smell bad. If every house you own, a different house every time, but you still the same smell following you, the smell is you. Stop.
All right. I want to make a comment, and I want you to take this for what it's worth. That's the best way I can put it. There are about 3 or 4 players, particularly and 2 players in the fourth quarter. If I'd gone the other way, I think the outcome of the game would have been differently. I think it was a blatant mistake on the block that Bam had. I think that was blatantly a error on the referees. I thought that was a goaltending and 1 or 2 other plays. But there were a couple of plays in the first half against the Heat that I thought was poor. So yeah. Relatively, it all evens out.
You know, if was the fifth, we'd all be drunk.
So let me ask you another question, Chief. We got more basketball to talk about, a couple more games left in the finals, but I got to ask you a football-related question.
Go ahead.
Why no DeAndre Hopkins in Kansas City? I'm thinking that would have been the best move, for him.
So I can tell you right now, okay? It's in the works. 2 things are in the works you have to look at. They're renegotiating some things to get Frank Clark back.
Okay? And I just mentioned he's a free agent, still available.
He hasn't even taken a visit to anybody else. You realize that, right?
Chris Jones
is about to do some restructuring. Mahomes just restructured. Okay? They're moving some things around. And what they're going to do is sign these rookie wide receivers first. Okay? They're going to deal with the ones who've been in camp. I fully expect that Frank Clark is going to be back on the field. Okay? It may be an incentive-driven deal, but I fully expect him to be back.
I think so too. There, because like you said, he's not taking any visit anywhere else, and people were interested. And he told him basically, "I'm going back to Kansas City."
Right.
And where they can find the money for Hopkins? Then you sign Frank. Where you gonna have the money for Hopkins?
Remember that because Mahomes restructured his deal last year. Keep in mind now. I need you to remember this. When Mahomes signed that $50 million deal, that does not kick in until next year. Okay? That does not kick in until next year. It's been signed as an extension. He's restructured his current deal this year and next year's deal that begins next year. Okay?
And if I'm not mistaken, Kansas City's management has the same option like Dallas does with Dak's contract. They could restructure it and just telling you, hey, we're restructuring you. And they do it.
They can't,
in order to make salary cap space.
The way they're doing is they'll change the money from salary
to a signing bonus.
And that's what he's done. So when people talk about this thing about Jalen got the most guaranteed money and this one, so-and-so, that's in contract money. But total guaranteed money, Mahomes still has it, because out of the $500 million that he has, okay, over $384 million is in a roster bonus. And he's going to make the roster.
Yeah.
So is restructured again. I anticipate
yeah,
that
but he restructured so you can sign your rookies.
Right. No. Not the rookies. That restructuring is for them to get a premier wide receiver.
Okay.
And to bring Frank back. I suspect that wide receiver is going to be DeAndre. And what's going to happen is somebody else wants Hopkins. They're going to have to pay real money. Hopkins wants to come to KC.
I think you'll be nasty in KC for sure. Now, we got some other callers, so.
All of them.
We gotta get to these other callers, but I always appreciate hearing from you, my brother. And safe travels if you're traveling.
We'll talk soon.
Yeah, man.
Always good to hear from you, bro. Bless. All right, let's go to the other call, Mr. Producer. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, what's happening, Naughty and Pearly?
What's going on, Mystery? The floor is yours, my brother.
Darren, yes. Good. Listen, I'm trying to call you all on Friday, but you know when you get into that Rich Eisen moment, you just let everything go when you cut it.
Friday was a holiday, man.
There was no show Friday.
On Thursday.
Yeah. But go ahead. Okay. We got you today, man. What you got? And Rich taking us home today with his take on the Heat and the Denver Nuggets and that big game you all played last night, how it's changed the face of the series. So listen out for that. But what you got for us right now, Mystery? Go ahead.
Well, I like what the last caller said to Pearly. I was about to chime in and say something almost the same. If every house you go in smell bad, It has something to do with your nose, not the home. You understand? If every home you go in smell bad, you have a problem with every house you go in. It has something to do with your nose.
Mystery.
Something to do with the way you look at that particular team, my brother. Because
I'm man enough to tell you this. If the Heat win this series, I would come on here and say I was wrong.
You don't have to say you was wrong. No, you don't have to say you was wrong because the Bahamas, you know you was wrong. You don't have to say it. We're not waiting for you to say you wrong, you know, Paulie. We're not even waiting for you to apologize. You're exposed. Automatically, you're exposed. Because every team, the Miami Heat meet,
let me be like
you have a problem with the Miami Heat.
Since you have exposed me, let me be like these Bahamian politicians and do what... You get me calling, and I still can stop.
No, just say you misspoke.
Oh, yeah, I misspoke.
You misspoke.
I totally agree because, number one, I know Pearly expected the Milwaukee Bucks to sweep the Miami Heat.
Why are you giving me a hard time for the listeners? I honestly, with the Greek out, I did not think they would beat Milwaukee. I had to say what I had to say on radio. Full disclosure, I have to say what I was saying on radio. But let me be honest with you. I'm 100% honest with you right now. Did the Greek hurt? I didn't think he would beat the Greek. I had no in the Knicks. I think the Knicks are a player or two away.
In the Knicks series, what did you say?
I know what I said.
You said Jimmy Butler and Eric Spoelstra are arguing with each other. You understand? So don't look right there. You understand? And also, Jimmy Butler got injured in that series. You remember?
Listen, you're only injured in the playoffs when you can't play. You ain't hurt. You only need to play.
Oh, okay. But so, Giannis got injured, right? Giannis was injured, right?
And he came in limping. Jimmy wasn't limping like that. You ain't see no signs of Jimmy injury in any movie made.
But you know what I like, though, Pearly? What I like is, and I'll continue to say this, the Miami Heat are defying all odds. I like what Jimmy Butler said last night, that the Heat team, the entire team, have a don't-give-a-damn attitude with whatever, no comment.
He's been saying that from day one, and I've sticked by what I said. Yesterday's game...
We have nothing to lose.
Listen to me carefully now. Yesterday's game was the first game you all win, but Jimmy did not carry you on his shoulder. Jimmy could carry them. Last night was the first game where the team won that game, and Jimmy did it all. But if they ain't gonna do that three times in a row. They ain't gonna do that three times.
That's what you were saying that all the other series. They ain't gonna do that. You're outspoken now. Because you've been saying the same thing in all the other series.
It ain't over yet.
You vision right now. The Hero will be back in the next game, okay? But I don't think we're gonna start Tyler Hero because we can't take Duncan Robinson out of his school.
It was not me. You know they shouting at me? Sweep. No sweep. No sweep. That's what everybody's shouting.
But the hero will be back, okay?
That don't mean nothing. He's been gone too long. He rusty. That ain't mean nothing.
No, he could be rusty. Well, that's why being a star him.
Him coming back may cost you all. He may interfere with the chemistry. Him coming back may cost you guys. He may interfere with the chemistry.
Are you saying Giannis coming back towards Milwaukee?
Say that again?
Huh?
Say that again?
Are you saying Giannis coming back cost Milwaukee?
They out, right?
No, I want to hear you
they
say
out.
It.
Are they in or they out?
I want to hear. Was that your, is that your excuse?
No, I ain't making no excuse. I don't make excuses, but I have nothing to do with it.
They
I don't
are
excuses.
Out because
I
Miami is the better team. That's why they're
Miami
out.
Miami was the better team in that playoffs. Yes, they were the better team because they won the series.
Miami is the better team in every one of these series, my brother, including the Denver Nuggets.
Hold on now.
I can't let you do that.
You're off the reservation a little too far now, Mr. Come back.
See, the difference by having the better team or playing the better ball.
We're going to make a joker out of the joker.
You're too exuberant. Listen, I know jokes and I know jokers. And that joker, he got several more punchlines for y'all. Trust me.
Okay.
But listen.
You can let Bounds beat
him
right
up. I think he is.
We're going to tell him to beat us. Let him shoot. Let him do what he's going
to
do. As long as he's passing the ball.
The joker ain't going off yet. Ain't going off 41 points, ain't nothing. If that's the flow of the game, if the Joker
he only have 10 more points to match it in the playoffs. That'd be 51.
Listen to me carefully, Mystery. Listen to me carefully. I've been watching basketball for 50 plus years. I've seen playoffs and off the playoffs. I've watched players. I have respect for that brother. And I can say this about him. He has put that 41 points up in the flow of the game. If I decide to take over, nobody can stop him. Nobody.
Okay, so I want you to know
and
this.
When he decided to exert himself, he brought them back.
I want you to know
he needs to be a ball hog sometimes.
Okay. All right, we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
All right, Mystery, I appreciate the call, man. We got another call on the line, man. I'm sure we'll talk out again.
Always a pleasure to hear your voice, Mystery. Always a pleasure.
And let's get to the break after this call. And then we got Rich Eisen taking us home. You got that lined up, right, Mr. Producer? I got to send that to you, right? All right, I can send that to you now.
The good thing I like with Mystery, me and him going to be on the same page come September.
Caller, what's good? Welcome to Talking Heads. What's going on?
Hey, right here, man. I had a call back. You know, Miami dodged the bullet. You know, that second game, Boston gave me that game.
Yes, they did.
So they gave me that game. Miami, yes, they did. Got in the running on. They dodged the bullet. And Porter didn't show up last night. He must be making a point. He's missing a lot. And he didn't show up. And what he named Pope, or what they call him?
Kentay Pope didn't show up either.
They're right. They didn't show up. So everything was on the Joker one. And they had a 15-point lead. But I'll tell you, you'll find that. And I agree with really to get there.
They
ain't no way they can run Denver down from no 15 points.
Somebody asked me last night, they said, Naughty, what you think now? I say Denver in six. Instead of five, Denver in six.
These two games, if Denver takes these two games, if they split in six, if they take these two games, it's over when they go back home. That's simple as that, if. But
Denver can get them.
All right.
Denver can get them. See, they luck. You know, they got a little luck on their side, you know. But like I said, as Porter makes his shots, he missed. Sometimes I say, man, don't shoot the ball because he was missing. He didn't make it.
Porter was off last night. But Porter on, he's a big difference.
That's a big difference right there.
I don't think Denver can play as poorly as they did last night anymore.
Right.
All right. But I appreciate your call, man. We got to be almost done, so let me get to the next call. Appreciate you. I look forward to hearing from you tomorrow. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, I'm nodding. This is Yankees Greg.
Hey, what's going on, Yankee Greg? What you got for me real quick?
Don't play any talking foolishness. Listen, let me tell you something. He don't want to give points to the grass. This guy, this coach has proven that he's one of the best in the NBA. There's no question of it in my mind. And I'm a Yankee guy. I'm a Bull. We haven't done nothing in over 20 years, but the reality is an excellent coach. And Denver will not win two games in Miami. I will bet him $20 on that.
I don't disagree with you.
That will not happen, sir.
So who you like in the finals, Big Yankee?
I would like the Miami to beat Denver. I want Miami represent my division.
There you go.
Because they're in the East.
Nothing wrong with that. And them Yankees.
So go Miami, go.
And the Yankees beat up on them Dodgers, boy.
We're gonna do what we have to do all the time. I hear for everybody, oh, well, that we didn't put our best. Hey, hold on, my brother. The Yankees will be there. At the end of the day, we don't choke.
Who choke? Right? You trying to say the Dodgers choke? You say
the Dodgers
choke?
Always choking. You all choking the big downs all the time. Yeah, the Dodgers and the Lakers, they're one of a kind.
Why are you talking about them Lakers now?
The last time the Yankees been to the World Series. But the Lakers, the last time y'all been to the World Series.
Yeah, but listen, the Lakers got swept. The Lakers got swept. Yeah, but the losses, the Lakers got swept.
Are you under the Lakers getting swept? Now, I can't say nothing because LeBron caused that.
You can't put all on LeBron.
Listen, you are the team that ain't even supposed to be there. Made it to the Western Conference Finals and get swept. Okay, fine. They get swept.
Right, but what I'm saying is that you got to take your licks and keep on moving.
Your problem is you want me to take my licks. You want to ride me, but you don't want to hear what I have to say when I'm supposed to be able to analyze stuff on the thing because I don't agree with you.
I do some analysis myself, you know. And listen, you wasn't watching baseball or basketball before me, you know. In fact, I was watching it before you. I can tell you that.
I've been watching it from, say, 68. When you used to watch it Friday night, 11:30 on CBS, tape delayed.
Yeah, but you come
when
dead late.
Down in Antana.
You came to the dance late.
I never come to the dance late.
I've been following baseball from the Baltimore Orioles way back then.
Hey, you two gnarly, grizzly, Yankee Dodger fans, we got to get to the break. I appreciate you. We'll talk tomorrow, man.
I listen to the Heisman thing that's on the last 10.
Yeah, he talking heat in Denver coming up, all right? So listen out for that.
I can listen to what he have to say.
All right. Pretty.
Take care, my brother.
Be safe, bro. Pretty good stuff as always, man. And we got to get to the break, man. But we'll pick up this conversation tomorrow. And Pretty, me and you got to talk about something tomorrow. Kyrie Irving calling for a big trade to the Dallas Mavericks. Could it be? Could it be?
Please,
Jesus, please, God.
Give me that number one pick and take him, please.
Take him right now. Take him. And you want to throw one or two dudes in with that number one pick? That could work, too, for salary cap purposes.
I'll take him.
But take that Curry kid sitting down on the bench so he can shoot the tree a little bit.
Yep.
Steph, little brother. Yeah. All right. So we're going to get to the break. On the flip side of the break, Rich Eisen will be taking us home. Good stuff, Pearly. Appreciate you. We'll do it again tomorrow, man.
Take your time, brother. Be safe.
All right.
Stay safe. Be careful.
There you go. Enjoy your sports night, and we'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
All right.
Sarge, that's you.
Well, who else?
Tell the truth. I thought a beige walrus was dying on the sidewalk.
I'm preparing for my 4x100-meter debut.
More like 1x1, because the other 99 killing you.
Funny. The Bahama schemes come in July 7th to July 15th, and Grandbahama gotta win this.
Well, you know that.
Email info at thebahamasgames.org or call 322-1029 for more information.
Which island is gonna win?
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine thread is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy. And spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian spice. Guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
When I had got prostate cancer, didn't know if I was gonna live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Attention all KFC lovers. Are you ready to get crazy on Tuesdays? Now you can get 5 juicy mouth-watering pieces of KFC chicken for only $10. It's crazy. 5 pieces of world-famous KFC chicken, handmade with a secret blend of 11 herbs and spices for only $10. Don't miss out. This crazy offer is only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments down to one easy payment with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
Call 356-7764.
What you thinking?
We want something different.
People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want see it function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road. Gone down Village Road. Gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
Fix the road.
We want local government.
Shed a load.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
The Miami Heat in game number one. Let's look at the complimentary players, so to speak, right? Because those guys didn't necessarily show up. And I understand why, right? I don't make excuses, but I like to give reasons, right? Mm. You don't make excuses, but I do give reasons. Miami Heat had an emotional game a week ago. Think about it. It was a week ago. They were in Boston. Sorry about this, Brockman. I didn't want to bring it up.
Just when I thought I had healed.
Yeah, just when you thought you had healed, I ripped that Band-Aid right off your brother. I am sorry, but I got to keep the Band-Aid off for just a little bit. But it was just a week ago that the Miami Heat were in Boston in a game seven scenario. And yet they found a way to win. And right after, remember, it was reported, the Miami Heat booked the flight to Denver after the game, regardless of what happens in game seven. Everybody does that, by the way.
Being responsible in terms of logistics.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, if you're a scheduling planner, you probably want to do that just in case.
Proper planning.
Yeah, let's make sure we pack up the plane accordingly, because we may have some other places to be. So they take the long flight, from the New England area, from the Massachusetts area, all the way to Denver. You get there a couple of days, and guess what? You got media availability. Do you really have a chance to understand what just happened and where you taking off? Game one was on Thursday. It looked like they were in a situation where not everybody was ready. Then you got to deal with the elevation, the altitude. Trust me, I know what altitude sickness is. I've had it before. It is not fun. But after game one, I fell victim. And I think like so many of us in sports who analyze or look or fans, we look at one game and says, oh, there it is. Man, Joker, he's the best. Joker is going to, oh, man, no one can stop Joker. Well, that still was true in game two. He still put up 41 points. But it was the game plan, I think, of Eric Spoelstra and the Miami. You know what? It's not about stopping Joker. It's not about stopping Nikola Jokic. He is going to get his. Great players, a two-time MVP. He is going to get his points. He's going to get his shots. But we can't let the other guys get comfortable. We can't let Michael Porter Jr. get comfortable. We can't let Aaron Gordon, like I mentioned earlier, have four or five dunks to start the game off. You can't do that. You can't let Kentavious Caldwell get into a rhythm. Mm-hmm. You want to make him have to make some bonehead plays down the stretch, fouling three-point shooters. That's what you want. That's how the game is. And also the number two, right? We all know Joker can't do it by himself. He needs a sidekick. Well, Jamal Murray in game one gave him 26. Game two only gave him 18. Made him work for it. That's what the adjustment was. But then it was also, too, it was the players who I talked about, fellas, that you have to talk about. The undrafted. I mean, do we have a name yet for the Miami Heat undrafted players yet? Like, that's the first thing you always see, the graphics of the Miami Heat players. Oh, seven undrafted players. This is, well, do they have a name yet? The undrafted seven?
That is a good question.
You know what I mean? Like, do the people, if there is people out there, help me out. What is the name of all these undrafted players?
The undesirables?
I like that.
Right now, they're the Magnificent Seven.
The Magnificent Seven. I say that because in game one, they looked wide-eyed. In game two, they had ice in their veins.
South Beach 7.
South Beach 7. I like that.
Shout out Hoskins.
Duncan Robinson, 3 points first game. By the way,
You forgot to. You neglected to mention him at the beginning when you were thanking Miami Heat, because Duncan Robinson was the man.
Oh, he was balling last night. Duncan Robinson had his game going, right? I mean, he had the pump fake going. He was definitely in his bag. Max Strus had as many points as I did in game one, which was zero. So Max Strus was in his bag. He gave me 14 points last night. They haven't even got the game that Caleb Martin gave the Boston Celtics in game seven. He's only had 6 points in the first two games. I'm just saying. I'm just analyzing the game.
You know, you talk about Denver and you bring up Boston. Denver kind of looked like Boston last night. Very a little shell-shocked, kind of played really well in the first half. They had a big lead, and then for whatever reason, Boston did it all season long, just coasted in the third quarter.
Coasted.
Just like, nah, we're good. We got this in the bag. We don't need it. And then all of a sudden, whoa, we're losing? We're down?
We'll start smelling yourself.
What happened? And then all of a sudden, the fourth quarter, did Miami I still think Miami hasn't missed. They're still shooting, and they still haven't missed in the fourth quarter.
They shot over 50% for three. Like, that's
ridiculous.
Right.
I was going to combine outrageous and ridiculous. You need to make that a new word. It just feels like Denver just kind of looked like Boston last night. And then what's Boston doing right now? They're at the crib. We know how this ends. This ends with Miami hoisting the Larry O.B. in like a week and a half.
Wow.
If Denver keeps playing like this. Michael Porter Jr., dude, you can't play. Like, if you're going to be standing around looking lost on defense, if there's a still image going around of Michael Porter shooting a fadeaway jumper being double teamed, and Murray and Jokic are standing under the basket all alone like, hey, bro, I'm open. Like, what is happening? Like Anthony Bryant on LeBron's bucket to pass Kareem as all-time winning scorer.
Yeah, Thomas Bryant.
Like, you're not getting the ball.
Brockman, ironically, with the Nuggets.
Yo, MPJ, you're not LeBron. Pass to the open guy. Like, whoa, man, oh, man.
But that's what happens. The way that you win game one, you get comfortable. Yeah. We can start to do things. You experiment. You have another one of my coaches, man. All my coaches are giving me all my cliches. So just so you guys know, I'm a walking cliche of the coaches I've been around. But one of my coaches, I remember a linebacker coach say, you're out there playing a little too loose. Playing a little too loose meaning you're not honing in. You're not focused in. You're not seeing. You're kind of just out there playing. And if you start to just go out there and play, you miss the little things. You miss the fundamentals. You miss the open pass that was there because you just, I want to get my shot down because you've missed a couple shots. Now you miss a couple shots and you're looking around like, what do I do now? What do I do now? Because Murray has had that happen, right? He's had some up and down quarters. Jamal Murray, I'm talking about. But man, think about it. He makes that three at the end last night.
By the way, you thought that was going in.
Oh, I thought it was going in. I mean, especially that last angle that you saw. Like, that last angle was like, I think it was right on target.
One inch further and that thing is wet.
And even post-game, he said that. Like, yeah, we're talking now about how we didn't play well and how this we did. He said, I've made that shot before.
Shot in the air to tie it.
If I make that shot and we win in overtime, are we having this discussion about it? We had a lackadaisical quarter in the beginning of the first half, beginning of the second half. Yep. We have a different conversation had I made that shot. So let's just be honest. But I still look at just both sides of it. Again, Eric Spoelstra.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.